Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Certain portions of what you're about to hear have been dramatized based on real-life events, eyewitness accounts, and court records. I confront the Irish heiress, Mayor Smith, in a downtown Los Angeles parking garage for conning me out of $70,000.
You've been scamming us out of money this whole time.
I have a lot of money.
You have.
The police, they aren't doing anything about it. So I start my own investigation and uncover victim.
That was $5,000 even.
After victim.
Yes, $2,000.
After victim.
Like a PayPal credit card, I would never. But looking at the charges, it was notorious, Mayor.
When I cut ties with Mayor Smith in the parking garage that day.
From here on in, we're not friends.
I know she's dating an engineer in Newport Beach named Bob. And I'm betting, I just know she's scamming him, just like she's scamming me. I don't have a phone number or even a last name for Bob, but I know I have to reach him somehow. So I start a blog. I realize that the chances of Bob actually finding my blog are slim to none, until one day, my phone rings.
Hello?
It's Bob calling. Turns out, Mayor Smith is pulling her biggest and most spectacular con job yet. I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is Queen of the Con. Episode 4, The Engineer. When you post something online, you never really know how it'll be received. I get into unintentional political arguments with friends on Facebook all the time.
And the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs.
He was on the cutting edge of civil rights when at Mar-a-Lago.
That's not cutting edge of civil rights.
Wait a minute.
No, you got it. You got it.
I buy stuff on Craigslist that turns out to be total junk. I leave detailed and pointed reviews on Yelp that are flagged for violating their terms of service. How is describing a vegan restaurant's bathroom as an abomination against the rules? But my blog about con artist Mayor Smith feels like the most important thing I'll ever post online in my entire life. And I desperately hope it'll save a man named Bob, a complete stranger, from certain disaster.
If Bob hadn't found your blog when he did, I don't know what would have happened. It would have been just devastating.
Sarah Coffin is Bob's nanny, taking care of his two kids from 2009 to 2016. She's a 30-something former preschool teacher with a passion for crafting, costumes, and Renaissance festivals. And she loves kids, especially Bob's kids. And they love her.
In a weird way, you kind of raised his kids with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I was a big part of their
Didn't they feel kind of like your kids?
I love those freaking kids so much. They're just sweeties.
It's September of 2016. Mayor Smith is deep in the process of scamming me out of $70,000 when she starts dating Bob, an engineer, in Newport Beach, an affluent seaside town in Orange County, about an hour's drive south of Los Angeles.
How did you meet Mayor?
Okay, so Bob asked me to stay late one night when I was babysitting because he was on a date. So he brings her back to the house because they had like four bottles of wine or something. And she was too drunk to drive home. And I'm not sure how much of that was an act and how much was reality with her, because I'm not sure of anything with her anymore. But I think she ended up spending the night at his house.
Ooh.
Not like in the guest room, not like in his bed or anything, because the kids were home. And that was like a big fucking deal.
Because he doesn't want to have women around his kids.
Yeah. So he was, let me just say this about Bob. Bob is one of the nicest human beings I have ever come in contact with. Mm-hmm. He is a really good guy. And when I met her, it was so awkward. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Like, now that you're back. And he's like, no. Hang out and meet my new friend, Mayor.
So picture it. Bob's kids are asleep in their rooms. And Sarah, Bob, and a seemingly inebriated Mayor Smith are in Bob's living room, making uncomfortable small talk. And Mayor's using that breathy Blanche DuBois Streetcar Named Desire kind of voice.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
I mean, I drink. But it's definitely a different thing to be sober when somebody is really, really drunk around you. It's like, oh, this is boring. I just wanted to go home. But we started talking about hockey and she invited me to a Kings game.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You just met her?
Yes.
And she invited you to a Kings game?
Yes.
Wow.
She's like, I can totally get into a Kings game anytime. Let's go, you know. We can go tomorrow or something. It was really quick. I was like, what? I just met you, lady. But I went because I'm a huge Kings fan.
You're a huge Kings fan. So she targeted you immediately.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. It was like, oh, I can get at her with this. And Bob, I know that the hockey thing was like, oh, you know, I have an in here.
Yeah. Mayor certainly has a powerful in here because Bob and his nanny Sarah are rabid hockey fans. And Mayor quickly lets them know that she actually grew up with hockey legend Garth Snow, the manager of the New York Islanders. I didn't know Garth Snow grew up in Ireland. And she's also best friends with Jack Capuano, the Islanders' head coach.
Jack would text her and she'd show you the texts.
Jack would text me. It was pretty quick because, you know, I've been let into the inner circle of Mayor's friends.
And that kind of makes you feel special.
Yeah, well, I mean, hockey celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, I was like, that's pretty cool, you know.
And those hockey celebrities, are texting Bob, too, developing a fast and deep friendship, all the while telling him what an amazing woman Mare is, and they hope that he's not just after her 25 million euro inheritance. I mean, of course he's not. Bob's no schlub himself, either. Successful engineer.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, he's very successful.
Right?
Like, the stuff that he's developed.
Yeah, he's like a techie.
I don't want to digress, but yeah,
engineer.
Like, he's responsible for a lot of, like, touchscreen phones. That's Bob's baby.
Oh, wow. And he's he owns two.
And he told me that, and I was like, get out. He's like, no, really?
Yeah.
I helped develop the technology for that. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, he's talented guy. So he does well in Newport Beach. He owns two homes.
Yes.
Not one, two.
Yeah.
And before long, Bob and Mare are in a serious relationship. She's actually recorded talking about Bob to one of her victims.
There was a scientific study shown, Bob told me this, with Apple. The reason Apple shows the dot, dot, dot is the person when you're texting gets a notification, pay attention to this. And it gets your attention, dot, dot, dot gets your attention. So the creators at Apple who do the processors did that dot, dot, dot showing up on the bubble to make you pay attention to what's coming.
Mare tells Bob she works as a child custody investigator for LA County. Yes, she's an Irish heiress worth millions, but she likes helping kids and giving back. And Mare offers to help Bob because she has inside information that Bob's ex-wife, Kelly, is endangering his children.
She made it out like a bunch of shady shit was going on over at Kelly's house.
Shady is an understatement.
Really?
Mare made it seem as if
they were abusing the kids, like this pedophile ring kind of thing. Like it
right,
was,
that Bob's ex-wife was running a BDSM club out of her house while the kids were there.
Yeah.
The private investigator that was working with Mare on Bob's case would text Bob and Mare, I found out, I tapped the phones. She's running a BDSM sex ring out of the house in front of the kids. This is great.
Absolutely
we can get
crazy.
The kids taken away from her.
Bob is really disturbed by these revelations, and he leans on Mare for help more than ever. And Bob's nanny, Sarah, she's suddenly pushed out of the picture entirely.
So how did Mare get you fired?
I was telling Mare about stuff, Bob's stuff.
Right.
That's essentially it. And he's like, I can't believe you told her about me dating so-and-so. And I was like, well, I said you went on a date 2 years ago or whatever. There were no details there. And then the guys were harassing him. The guys, you know, the hockey guys.
Right.
And he's like, I don't even know how they know about this stuff. And I'm like, I did not tell these guys.
Oh, so Bob thinks
that
you're telling Garth and telling Jack.
Exactly.
All these hockey, his private business.
Yeah.
Mare was only pretending to be Sarah's best friend, to pump her for information about Bob. Stuff about his former girlfriends, his finances, his ex-wife, stuff only Sarah knew. And when the hockey celebrities start texting Bob with knowledge of that private information, Bob feels betrayed by Sarah. And at Mare's urging, he fires her.
I'm angry that she took me. And mostly that she ruined this relationship that I had with this family. Like, I'd known them for so long and been close for so long. And for her to come in so fast and hard and just fuck everything up incredibly was just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Like, that she was that destructive, that fast.
And that evil.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So evil.
But that evil has genius underpinnings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What Sarah and I eventually figure out? All the texts from those hockey celebrities that she and Bob keep receiving?
It was a constant barrage.
Aren't really coming from hockey celebrities at all. They're coming from Mayer, as are the texts from the private investigator working with Mayer in her capacity as a child custody advocate to bust up the BDSM sex ring Bob's ex-wife is running out of her home.
Nothing was true. I had no idea. She pretended to be multiple people.
And when you say she pretended to be all these people, what do you mean?
So she'd have them text us, and I'm a dumbass because I should have figured that out way sooner, that it was all Google numbers, and I had no idea that was a thing. But she would have, like, all of these conversations going at once that, I mean, it was mind-boggling that she was able to keep track of it all, because I sure as hell couldn't. She had my head spinning.
So she would text you and text Bob,
yes,
pretending to be Garth Snow, the manager, yes, of that hockey team.
Yeah.
And then pretending to be Jack Cappy.
Yep.
A hockey player.
And she took me to a Kings game where they were playing the Ducks, I think, and David Nonis was a manager or something at the time. And he was there. And she, like, would keep waving to him. And it almost looked like there was eye contact there. It was really believable at the time.
And then you thought David was texting you or texting her.
Yes.
But it was really her texting herself.
Yes.
As David.
Yeah, it was, like, just mind-boggling.
But it wasn't mind-boggling to me. Because about a month before Bob and Sarah find my blog and call me up, I figure out all those texts and emails Mare would show me when I was helping her get her inheritance from her barristers in Ireland, from her hateful cousin Fenton, and from her Los Angeles attorney, all originated from Google accounts Mare created herself to impersonate a cast of compelling characters.
She was very good at the smoke and mirrors. She'd keep you spinning and you wouldn't know what was coming next or what was going on.
And Bob certainly doesn't know what's going on because the con Mare is running on him is now ripe and ready for harvest.
She was trying to get a hold of his property, both of them. She was trying to get her name put on both of the deeds. She was going to buy the house.
Right. So the scam was, as Bob told me, the scam was Mare had this 25 million euro inheritance coming from her Irish family. And she was going to use a portion of that to buy this $12 million house in or around Newport Beach. I think it was in Corona.
Right. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy this house, but it might be this one or that one. She actually drove around with me.
She drove you to the
house? And showed
me
different houses. Like, we just looked at them from the outside.
They were nice houses,
yeah,
right?
But then she showed me some, you know, like the listings and the pictures online that... They were incredible. She told me the one that she really settled on had like a 4-car garage and she was going to make half of it a hockey rink. Okay.
She had plans.
I was like, how are you going to? Okay. I mean, I didn't quite get that, but anyway.
Yeah. So she got a realtor and her and Bob in his Land Rover would go with the realtor and look at this $12 million house like many times.
Yeah.
And the plan is, I'm going to buy this house. Mare tells Bob she's going to buy the house. She wants to put his name on it. At first, Bob says that's not right, because if our relationship goes south, I'll own a half your home, $6 million. That's not right. And Mare says, well, we can just make it equal. Add my name to your two homes, and it'll be equal.
Exactly.
So Bob takes his kids to the mansion to pick out their bedrooms, and she puts in an offer. And at this point, she has drawn up the paperwork for Bob to sign his homes over.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't signed, but fate intervened because Kelly, his ex-wife.
Kelly the hero.
She really is a fucking hero. Kelly got curious, who is this woman, Mare Smith, spending time around my kids? And then what did Kelly do?
She Googled Mare and found your blog.
She did.
And then I get a phone call from Bob. And I mean, this is after he had fired me. He's like, go ahead and Google her and see if you come up with this. And I did. And my head just exploded. I was like, that cunt. Like, because I knew instantly that everything on your blog was absolutely true. There was no hesitation from me believing that. I was like, oh my God, this makes all the sense in the world now. Like a light went on, you know.
So Bob rushes home and confronts Mare by showing her a printout of my blog. And Mare, she doesn't say a word. She just quietly turns around and quickly walks out of his house, jumps in her car, and drives away, fast. Bob never hears from Mare Smith ever again.
So thank you for putting your blog out there, because otherwise, who knows what would have happened to Bob, actually.
Bob and I have met at least a dozen times over the past couple years and talked about the insanity of falling for Mare's elaborate cons for hours and hours on end. While you don't hear from him here, you will hear from him later, so stay tuned. As for his nanny, Sarah...
Why did Mare want you out of the picture?
Oh, clearly, so she could take over the caregiver position with the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Not babysitting, but like, she could be the mom.
And she could better influence Bob. Into
yes,
doing,
absolutely.
You know, signing over his homes to her. Ugh,
that makes me want to puke.
And just when I think Sarah has said all that she can say, she drops this on me.
Oh, this is, I told you about the life coaching thing. She was trying to bring me on as a life coach.
Tell me.
So she's like, oh yeah, you have the personality to be a great life coach. I'm going to teach you how to do this.
Yes.
So she let me listen to some very private things that people had told her And like she had me doing homework about how I would help them. And she was paying me a couple $100 a week, which to me at even now would be, a significant amount of money.
She hired as what, like an assistant?
Yeah, kind of. But I really think that was just to push the rich lady thing.
Right.
She's an heiress. I have a lot of money.
So Mare tricks Sarah into believing she's a licensed psychologist. You know, it was a prerequisite for her child custody investigator gig. And Mare emails Sarah audio recordings of her life coaching sessions to train Sarah on how to be a life coach.
You heard the sessions.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
I wish you still had those sessions.
I know.
Oh, you did. Because you deleted everything in a fit of rage after you found all this out.
I might still have them.
Oh, my God.
I might have it on my iTunes, of all things.
So Sarah rushes home and searches every digital dumpster, i.e. thumb drive, old computer, retired cell phone, in her house and in her car, and actually finds one of the recordings Mare sent her back in 2017. What you are about to hear has never been shared publicly before. It's Mare in session with one of her quote-unquote clients.
Do you think he did that to start a fight or really because he was insecure?
At this point, Mare is counseling about a dozen clients in Los Angeles.
That's your life mantra, the cycle of your life. I just want to be with somebody.
I'm playing this recording over and over again, literally all day long.
Do you see how that cycle keeps repeating? I just want to be with somebody.
What surprises me the most? Her approach as a life coach is very unusual. I've never had a life coach, but from what I know, aren't they supposed to be supportive?
I'm feeling really sick to my stomach, and it's from you.
And not talk about themselves?
Oh my God, you're breaking me.
Let alone their sex lives.
I've loved people where the sex is bad, and I still walked away. I didn't want to be chained to bad sex. I've not loved people and had great sex and have stayed in the relationship for 9 years because it was fucking amazing sex and I got 4 orgasms in a night. I wasn't letting that shit go.
What you are witnessing is Mare tricking an emotionally vulnerable young woman for profit.
You were manipulated and you were bullied into being married to him.
It's as if she watches a week's worth of Dr. Phil episodes and is off to the races.
People who say I need space are actually subconsciously instigating a fight.
So, just a reminder here, Mare is not licensed to practice basket weaving, let alone psychology.
And a part of you took the path of least resistance and wanting to be in a relationship with somebody and allowing yourself to settle because he was better than nothing.
And the confidence with which she issues her psychological assessments is as powerful as it is stunning.
And it stems all the way back to your dad. Because you would have to fight for his attention and his time and his affection, and what little he gave you had to earn. Right or wrong.
I also discover her clients are some of her biggest victims. She scams tens of thousands of dollars from using the intimate details of their lives she gleans from sessions as ammunition for her cons. According to some clients I spoke to, Mare impersonates, via text and email, the very people these clients confess they're in love with from afar. Mare then tricks them into believing their love interest is actually taking life coaching from her, too. And she offers to broker a romance for thousands of dollars. For other clients, Mare convinces them that they were molested as children, even though they don't remember it. And that's why they have trouble in relationships. But Mare offers to fix them if they just pay her tens of thousands of dollars for more life coaching sessions.
Were you cheating on other guys? Were you sleeping with multiple guys at one time? Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just trying to see what his measuring stick is for cheating capability.
Listening to this recording.
So your other homework assignment, I want you to define love.
This deception unraveling.
Define in love. Compare the two.
Makes me, to quote Mare, sick to my stomach.
And then I want you to write what your opinion of your role in each. If you love someone, what's your role? And if you're in love with someone, what's your role?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At this point, it seems that everyone Mayor meets, she scams, eventually. Tina, the lawyer, Sherry, the strip club manager, Michelle, the psychic client, Bob, the engineer, Sarah, his nanny, and a bunch of life coaching clients she's giving fake therapy sessions to while robbing them blind. But there are a fortunate few who Mayor targets and lays the elaborate groundwork to con, and then, inexplicably, changes her mind.
So she was reading me text messages.
From
Jennifer Aniston, asking my advice. And I'm like, so, let's figure this out. What do you want? So I was getting into the story going, oh my God, this is so wild.
Remember Tess Cacciatore, the CEO and founder of Global Women's Empowerment Network? Mayor spends 6 months tricking Tess into believing she's best friends with Jennifer Aniston, using her tried and true fake email and texting techniques. Tess believes that the A-list celebrity is interested in being the spokesperson for her nonprofit and wants to meet with Tess in the near future.
the craziest part is his Golden Globes were coming up. And she said, I want you to come with me. Jen says this year she's not going to go with her entourage. She just wants a few close friends. And so she invited me.
She invited you to the Golden Globes with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston invited her, and she said, I want to take you as my plus one, because that'll be a great place for you to talk with Jen, because Jen this and Jen that. And I'm like, okay.
How exciting, right?
Oh, my God. She goes, do you have a dress? I said, I live in Los Angeles. We have a closet full of gowns that we can throw on the, you know, at the last minute for a red carpet. I said, I will find something. I won't be there. And so, you know, usually the Golden Globes in time zone starts a little early afternoon, but she called me late morning. And I was starting to prepare to get ready. And she said, oh, I'm really sorry. Jen decided that she didn't want to have very many people. She's in a very private moment right now. And I don't remember. There might have been something in her personal life that made sense to me. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I don't want to intrude. I'll meet her when the time is right. But thank you so much for the invitation, as I put my dress back into the closet. I'm like, oh, well, I'll watch it on TV like every other year.
Yeah.
And then to find out later. You know,
that was all a big scam.
Yeah. Including the fact that she would set up Google accounts and phone numbers in multiple ways and tag Jennifer Aniston into it. So it would come up on her phone or email that Jen was calling or Jen was emailing or Jen was texting. My friend Jen, oh, look at Jen just sent me a text. Isn't she great? I'm like, oh my God, that's so nice. But the weird thing is to imagine the wizard behind that curtain.
Tess is giving me chills. Mare really is the wizard behind the curtain, because it's all magical until you realize nothing she says is true. Shortly after the Jennifer Aniston red carpet renege, Mare never contacts Tess again, and never tries to scam a single dime out of her. Tess and I are both still scratching our heads over that one.
If I ever got a chance to ask her, I would say, what did you have planned for me?
It's Sunday morning now, in June of 2017, months after going to police and uncovering other victims and almost victims, like Tess. But I'm no closer to getting justice than I am to getting washboard abs. I'm sitting on my couch sipping coffee. A story about people forgetting their email passwords plays on the morning news. And then suddenly, a vivid memory floods my brain.
Oh my God, it's this crazy thing.
Here's how I explain it to my buddy Evan, who at this point thinks I'm certifiable.
How did you get into her email account? And I was scared.
Yeah, that's your default emotion.
That's my default emotion. It's like, Jonathan, what the hell are you doing?
So, Mare had given me her password a couple years earlier because she was stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls me and says she can't get into her email account. Her phone, it's hacked. Her email's hacked. Oh, my God, Jonathan, I'm hacked. And she's like, you know, having hysterics on the phone. And she asked me, can you log into my email from your computer to see if you can get in? So she trusted me. And I was busy at work, and I took a moment. Sure. And she gave me her password. I logged in. Your email's fine. I think just try to restart your phone. And, you know, that might work. That fixes a lot of things. So she restarted her phone, and it worked. And I forgot about that whole exchange because it happened in the blip of a work day. Totally forgot about the whole thing. Until one day, after I realize I'm conned a few months later, I'm watching the news on Sunday, drinking my coffee, and it just floods into my head. Oh, my God. I know her password. Could that still be her password? No.
You'd have to assume it wouldn't be, right?
I would assume she would have changed it because she
especially after all this.
Yeah, I would assume. But no. I went to her email account. I put in her email. It asked for the password. I put in the password. And bam, I was in. It was her password. And what's even crazier is, I'm not the only one of Mare's victims who she gives her email password to mid-scam. She gave you her email password.
Right.
Why? Yep, Sarah the nanny got it too.
Because she couldn't figure out how to use a goddamn Fire Stick.
So she was setting up an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, she couldn't figure that out. So I'm like, well, what's your password? You know.
And she gave you her password.
Yeah. And
do you remember what it was?
No.
Oh, but I remembered.
Mare's email account is a treasure trove of documented scams.
I quickly discovered a lot of things. Well, she kept most of her emails deleted, but she didn't delete her sent that much. She did delete a lot. She kept everything deleted, which tells you she knew she was going to be caught one day.
Right.
Everything was deleted in the inbox, but the sent still had a lot. And all of these characters, Fintan, Tristan, Dermude, Jennifer Aniston, all of these people she impersonated, all their emails, she used the same password for all those accounts.
Oh, geez.
So I logged into every single account and changed the password. I locked her out of all 23 email identities she had as all these people she used to scam people.
That's got to be crazy to just like open up someone's email and then you see literally a list of personas that she's acting as.
Not only the personas, in the email exchanges.
Now, you might think what I'm doing is illegal, but it's actually not, for two reasons. Number one, Mare gave me her password, and from a legal standpoint, that gives me, and anyone else she gives her password to, permission to log into her account. And number two, I logged into her email account with the sole intention of uncovering evidence of a crime and stopping crimes already in progress. I also reported all her fraudulent email accounts to the authorities. However, there was one discovery I made in Mare's crime-riddled accounts that I just never saw coming.
So what's sugardaddyforme.com?
So I didn't know this until I found this out. In the world, there are sugar daddies and there are sugar babies. And sugar daddies pay sugar babies for sex. She had multiple men paying her a monthly fee for sex.
Next time on Queen of the Con,
Mare practiced witchcraft.
Yes.
And you witnessed that.
Yes.
And Mare Smith casts a really profitable spell on a politician.
And she told me that she was taking his money there, you know, so that he didn't have to confront her. And pay off a mistress.
Oh,
yeah.
She told me that too.
He better be careful, because when Mare's cash flow is in jeopardy, all hell breaks loose.
I want you to call the authorities. I want what you promised me. You need to do right by me, not treat me like I'm an extortionist or crazy.
For exclusive photos and other bonus material, follow at Queen of the Con on Instagram. And if you're enjoying Queen of the Con, tell your friends about it and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Queen of the Con, The Irish Heiress, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartRadio, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media. Written by Jonathan Walton. Consulting producer Evan Goldstein. Senior associate producer Eric Newman. Sound design by Baked ZD Media. Mixed and mastered by Elliot Herman. Audio engineering by Elliot Herman. Studio engineering by Chris McMasters. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartRadio, Chandler Mays.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.